USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Vice President Mike Pence, who's heading up the coronavirus task force, speaking at the White House, updating the public on the six people who've died from the virus in Washington State. President Trump meeting earlier in the day with leaders of pharmaceutical companies.
The coronavirus shows the importance of bringing all of that manufacturing back to America, and we will have that started. It's already started, frankly. It started about a year ago. The White House coronavirus task force, led by Vice President Mike Pence, has been meeting daily and coordinating closely with state and local governments.
Now, as for the stock market, a huge bounce back at the close Monday, the Dow gaining almost 1,300 points. That's a gain of more than 5%. The NASDAQ up 385 points. That's a gain of almost 5%. The S&P 500 up 136 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
How did you sleep last night? I can guarantee you I slept better than you did, unless you've got a MyPillow. You know, I get the best sleep of my life. I work better, I sleep better, I interact with people better, and I have been healthy. The healthiest I've been in years. And it's all because I get a good night's sleep with my MyPillow. Now, it's not the cheapest thing you're ever going to find, but guess what? Good health is worth everything. Try a MyPillow. If you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days. And you've got a 10-year warranty. It's made in the USA. And Mike Lindell guarantees you're going to love your MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get a great deal on a MyPillow by using my promo code, and I guarantee you, you'll get a good night's sleep or you get your money back.
To politics now, big name Democrats who've dropped out of the race, backing Joe Biden ahead of Super Tuesday. Amy Klobuchar calling it quits, and over the weekend, billionaire businessman Tim Steyer and Mayor Pete dropping out. All three now backing the former vice president.
I talked to Mayor Pete and Amy Klobuchar. Both talked to him, Pete, earlier today, and Amy just a little while ago.
Former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg campaigning in Virginia, wishing them all well as he gears up for Super Tuesday.
And I wish them all the best. I thought both of them behaved themselves, is a nice way to phrase it, but they represented their country and their states very well. And I felt sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
Bloomberg senior national campaign advisor Sabrina Singh telling Fox News.
I really believe that Mike has a path here.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More now on one of our top stories here on USA Radio News, reaction to the coronavirus. USA Radio's Tim Berg says Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul, who's a doctor, weighing in.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul on the latest coronavirus threat and the market's big gains.
You know, I would say it's more of let's look at the facts on the ground and be rational about it. I think the good news the market was responding to today was multifold. I think they were seeing a plateau in infections in China. And while we saw 80,000 people infected, it was mostly in one province. I think the other thing that's probably gone on with the stock market today is that there may be a little bit of rejoicing that they see that it's very unlikely that Bernie Sanders will now be the nominee of the Democrat Party, with Biden being stronger and with all these people leaving the race.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
To the Supreme Court, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes in Washington, D.C.
The Supreme Court is taking up a legal challenge to the Obamacare individual mandate that requires all Americans to buy insurance or pay a penalty. The High Court did uphold that provision in 2012, ruling that it was a legitimate exercise of Congress's taxing authority. But Texas and 17 other red states brought this lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act in December of last year. A decision from the High Court on it is likely to come after Election Day in November. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.